What did Plato say?
Well, Plato wrote it in 355 BC in two of his dialogues, and he is the original source as far as we know. He did cite that his information came from Solon and an Egyptian priest and went way back in time. But he said that in roughly 9600 BC, there was this island empire, and he did call it an island empire, called Atlantis, which attempted to conquer the Mediterranean area. He said that the main island of Atlantis was outside the Straits of Gibraltar. He gave us the basic size and dimensions of it, about 300 by 400 miles. It was a huge oblong island. On the southern part of the island was a center city, which was built by Poseidon, who was a Greek god. Poseidon made a series of circular moats around a hill toward the southern end of the island, and there were three water moats that he built. On the top of the hill, he built a huge temple, and it was actually for a woman that he married, a mortal woman. In any event, he then turned this into a city by putting canals into the sea, and that was basically Plato's story. He said that Poseidon and his mortal wife had 10 children. There were 10 major islands of Atlantis. When they tried to conquer the Mediterranean, their effort eventually failed, and they were forced back to the sea. And then in one terrible day and night, some sort of a cataclysm occurred, and Atlantis sank. That was Plato's story. And, of course, one terrible day and night, as far as archaeologists have been concerned for a long time, that could not happen. But, of course, we know today that could happen.
Absolutely. Now, did Plato elaborate on what that horrible day and night might have been?
He did not elaborate. He talked about high waters. He did, in those same two dialogues where he talked about Atlantis, he mentioned that there was movements of heavenly bodies often involved in disasters on Earth, and that a lot of the myths in the ancient Greek world were actually stories about heavenly bodies moving through the Earth. So all he did was give us a hint, and as far as I can tell, I think his hint was about something striking the Earth. Today we might call it a comet or a meteorite. But that's the best that I can tell. But he doesn't use those words, of course, in his dialogues.
It could be that probably hit so close to the islands that it just created a tsunami that probably just sank the whole thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As far as the technology of this society, Plato said they had chariots and horses and spears and bows and arrows and on and on. And he didn't talk about a tremendously high technology society. And, of course, everybody believes that Casey did talk about a society of Atlantis that had technology even more superior than ours.
Okay, and that's what I want to get into, too. So the Plato version was primarily, here's this civilization, something horrible happened to it. Didn't really get into a sophistication of technology, not with airships or anything like that.
Right. Yeah. That's correct.
In just terms of Plato and his analysis, how accurate do you think he might have been?
I think Plato was telling a true story. I do not believe Plato knew all of the details of this particular island empire. And we like to talk about it now as an Ice Age maritime culture, because he did say that they had ships and they could go to the opposite continent by hopping islands. And he did know about the opposite continent, which would have been North and or South America. But I don't think it was nearly as technologically advanced as everybody thinks it was.
Now, Casey's version.
Okay, Casey's version was that Atlantis, let's go to the size first.
Okay.
That it extended from the Straits of Gibraltar all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. Now, most people have interpreted that as a solid landmass, which, of course, would be pretty large. That basically would take up almost all of the Atlantic Ocean. He was asked, do you mean a solid landmass? He did call it a continent. In later readings, he said that it was comprised of lots of islands, and then it became five major islands. He did give a beginning date for Atlantis. He said that the civilization actually started around 200,000 B.C. which Plato never gave us a date for the beginning, only a date for the end.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Casey did not tell us that it was a... he never said it was a solid landmass, but like I say, almost everybody who's a Casey scholar believes that that's what he meant, and mm-hmm. I really don't know. And what, even what we've said in the books and everything else is we just can't comment on what he meant by it extending from the Straits of Gibraltar to the Gulf of Mexico.
Could have been an island, right?
Well, yeah, I tend to believe it was an island empire, and he doesn't use that word and that term, but Plato did. Casey does say that it had a number of major islands. It did have a number of cities. Nobody ever asked him, where is the center city as described
right.
by Plato? And I wish they had. But, you know, when you, I guess when people were doing these readings with Casey, questions did not necessarily occur to them at the time. I think it would probably be kind of interesting just sitting there listening, and you'd probably forget what to ask. You wouldn't think of it at the moment.
Do they have tape recordings of Casey?
There are a few. I've heard them, but there aren't many. There are a few, and there is some video of Casey also, some old, I believe it's 8mm film.
None on Atlantis?
No, not a bit of it.
Okay.
It's actually kind of difficult to hear because it was on some of the very first tape recorders.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. It's not what you'd expect.
How would you like to have heard or seen him talking about Atlantis, huh?
Well, I would have, too. He did... He was asked in a number of readings specific things about Atlantis, and of course that's where a lot of the information comes from, but most of his information came as an aside in readings for individuals where they were asked about, well, they were called life readings, where they were asked about their past life and what their purpose is in this life.